327.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's a big change for those of you that have been only listening to our Saturday show. You're still the same confused co-host, but you're...
I am absolutely the same co-host. I've just changed my name from the old one to Mark.
Exactly. So, once again, the number 800-259-9231, that's how you join us and bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. On the way here tonight, we got 3 hours to do the show. Lots to pack in here, including everything from broken windows to waterboarding, increased fines, Kevorkian dying in prison, people standing up to the police. We'll give you their encouraging story, as well as a really big screw-up. Really big. We've talked about the sex registry before on Free Talk Live, and there's been a major mistake.
I think
we'll tell you about it.
All these articles tie together in one fashion.
Really?
Big government doesn't work.
Well, that's our general theme on Free Talk Live, and we're going to get to your emails as well. But you take control of the airwaves. You bring up what's on your mind. It doesn't have to be related to government. You can talk about hamburgers if you want. 800-259-9231. Let's start tonight with this really disturbing sex offender story.
Okay.
It's from the Washington Post, from Frederick Kunkel. It all seemed darkly funny at first. Eric Haskett was merely taking a nap in a car when he roused suspicion in a rural Frederick County neighborhood. A neighborhood neighbor traced Haskett's license plate to an address once used by a registered sex offender.
Ooh.
Then his girlfriend's parents told him to scram. Law enforcement officials, including three FBI agents, began investigating. And Haskett began fearing that the suspicions could cost him his job at a gag shop that sells such kid-friendly items as whoopee cushions. He says, listen to the way this guy speaks. It blew me away that a federal agent was sticking a badge in my face. Three agents, dog! Like I'm the ringleader! After allaying the concerns of several law enforcement officials over the past few weeks, Haskett also asked them what he could do to clear his name. Their answer? Leave the area.
Whoa.
Yep. Haskett has no criminal record, and he's not been accused of wrongdoing. According to public court records and law enforcement officials, the confusion arose after he rented a room in, of all ironies, a house on Liberty Road, where convicted sex offender Donald M. Sanders also happened to have rented a room. The sex offender registry listed only the house address, not the actual room numbers, plus the convicted sex offender, Mr. Sanders, had moved out at about the same time that Haskett moved in. And so the two men had no other connection beyond just happening to live in the same place. According to the interviews with them, their landlord and law enforcement officials. Special Agent Michelle Krignovich, a spokesperson for the FBI's Baltimore office, said agents interviewed Haskett, determined that the incident was a mix-up. The sheriff said her agency also looked into the matter, and again, everybody determined this guy was not the sex offender in question. Well, how did this all happen? How did this mistake come about?
Well, it sounds like somebody was doing some research online and didn't triple check like they should have before they accused somebody of being a bad person, and that's what happened.
Apparently, Stephanie Schuster, who acknowledged in a telephone interview that she had written the email that put the events in motion, said she had the best of intentions. She says, I have a family to protect. My original email was to inform people.
Misinform people.
Well, she didn't know. She didn't know. She went and she pulled up. She saw his license plate, and she traced it somehow to
his address,
and then she ran the check on the address and found out that there was
a guy who lives at the address, or at least lived, but the site hadn't been updated.
Apparently not.
I see.
So she honestly thought that the dude was a sex offender.
So it's more the site for not having been updated than anything else.
Well, it's more the site for being in existence in the first place. Sex offender registries are designed to alert the public about possible threats in their neighborhood. Apparently, there's now a law that's been signed in Virginia for more stringent restrictions on punishing and monitoring sex offenders, and several other legislatures around the country are tightening things up, making things even more strict. Now, remember, you can get on the sex offender registry by going to the bathroom in public. I mean, that's considered a sex offense as well. The registries have also led to cases of mistaken identity and abuse since the 1996 law came into effect. Last month alone, two convicted sex offenders in Maine were tracked through the state's registry and shot to death. Now, regardless of what you think about a sex offender, we don't know what those two offenders had done. We don't know what their sex offense was, but regardless of what you think, they got out of jail, they served their time, they certainly don't deserve a death sentence at the hand of some vigilante. Haskett, the guy that was mistaken for the sex offender, his case of mistaken identity began when he went to see his girlfriend in Summerfield. The neighborhood was on edge from reports a month earlier about a strange car lurking in the cul-de-sacs. He was supposed to meet his girlfriend for dinner, but arrived early, said that he knew her mom was home, but he was so tired that he worried he'd fall asleep the moment he sat down, so he napped in his car while he was still parked in the street. A few days later, the busybody, Ms. Schuster, sent out her email to the neighbors. Quote, many of you have probably heard over the past month of an older gray box-style car that's been hanging out at odd times in Summerfield. He was seen again last week, blah, 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 and then said the license plate number was given to the police, and then they essentially determined that this guy was supposed to be a sex offender.
So you're proposing that all sex offender registries go away.
That's right.
And I don't really see the danger in sex offender registries.
What if this guy got killed? What if some guy had gone down there, pulled him out of his car, and just beat the tar out of him, bashed his head against the pavement, and left him to die?
Do you think that people don't have cases of mistaken identity and people don't get harmed over those?
I think there are certainly cases of mistaken identity, but if there's something that we can do to simply avoid having as many cases of mistaken identity as possible, then I don't see why that shouldn't be done. The idea behind the sex offender registry is to protect the children, right? It's not protecting adults from being molested.
I would say that in general that's the case.
Right. So the idea is to protect the children. And once again, all it simply does is abdicate people's responsibility to protect their own children. People believe that they can go to the sex offender registry, type in their street address, and have it come up and say, your neighborhood's all clean. And then that means all of a sudden that their kids can all of a sudden go around and knock on all the doors they want to and just run around willy-nilly in the neighborhood? No, of course not. Any one of those houses could hold somebody who could be a sex offender that hasn't been caught yet.
I don't think that for a second that anyone who would take the time to go on the Internet and search out these sites would think to themselves, well, there's nobody here in my neighborhood who's not a sex offender, so therefore my kids can just run around. I mean, that's the worrier sort
well,
of thing to
point?
Do.
Then what's
not
the
done.
Point of going
The
now?
Worrier's sort of thing to do, and the worrier isn't going to let their kids run willy-nilly. They would just keep an extra eye on whatever house it was that a sex offender might live in.
What are you talking about, keep an extra eye on it? I'd, like, sit out in the front yard and just watch it like a hawk? I mean, what do you mean by that?
They might very well.
Why couldn't you just educate your kids, like my parents did to me when I was a young person, and simply say, look, you don't talk to strangers unless there's some sort of an emergency situation. And
What if you do have a sex offender in your neighborhood? You can keep an extra eye on them, and then if something strange is going on at the house, you can report it to the police.
What do you mean, something strange, man?
I don't know.
Like kids in Halloween going inside, not coming back out? I mean,
there's an idea.
If there are kids going into a house on the street and they're not coming back out, I don't think it matters if it's in a sex registry or not. That's strange behavior, period.
Well, the thing is you see a kid walking up the walk to the house, you think to yourself, huh, that's the sex offender's house. I should pay attention to this kid walking up the walk. Maybe you don't necessarily pay attention to that all the time.
You're presuming it's the sex offender's house because you don't know if the sex offender database is screwed up like it was in this case.
It is a presumption.
Right, and you've got a government agency running these things for the most part. I know there are some private versions, but they're just culling their information from the government agencies. So you're asking the government to list on an accurate basis who's living where? I think you're going to have more mistakes, more cases of mistaken identity, and if things get really bad, you might have a dead body on your hands. This kid, this guy, this 28-year-old that was mistaken for the sex offender, he could be dead right now. Somebody could have put a bullet in his head because they believed that he touched little girls in the past when, in fact, he had nothing whatsoever to do with it. He just happened to be living in the same apartment building. More on the way, 800-259-9231. What do you think? Should we get rid of sex registries? It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The live Saturday edition of the show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all for you right there on the front page of our website. In fact, going back as far as an entire year, all those other talk shows, they went $5, $6, $7 a month to access their archives. We give ours away totally free. Front page of the site.
A year's worth.
That's right. Freetalklive.com. We don't mess around.
Nope.
All right.
So, it's a talk show. People should be able to listen to it.
That's how I feel about it. Again, freetalklive.com. You also need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Talking about the sex offender registry, there was a big screw-up, according to the Washington Post in Virginia, where a young man was mistaken for a sex offender because, well, he lived in the same, essentially, I guess it sounds like a duplex or something like that. He lived at the same address as a sex offender had once lived. Now, the sex offender had moved out. However, the database hadn't gotten updated yet, so there was a little bit of a crossover period where this guy was mistaken for him. And I'm suggesting that he might have gotten hurt as a result of this. We had a news story a couple months ago about two guys that were shot and killed, murdered, simply because they were on the sex offender register list. So I'm saying we need to get rid of the registry. We want to hear what you think. 800-259-9231. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Rick, listening on WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, Rick. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas. It's good to talk to you again. I talked to you a couple of months ago on another subject matter.
What's up?
This happens to be a subject matter that I've probably got 9 years of experience in dealing with on all sides of the issue. And the problem with sex offender registries, it started off as a good idea to protect children from child molesters. But what's happened is it's become the scarlet letter of the century. And the number, just in the last 4 years, we've had 151 new laws that have been passed in our state legislatures that have added people, you know, to the registry. You know, there's 590,000 people currently on a registry right now.
Nationwide?
Nationwide, there's 590,000 people, and it's being added to at the rate of 1,000 per week.
Wow.
They're getting added to the registry.
Is that they're added because they're getting out of jail, or are they added because their crimes are being added to the list? Now,
a lot of it's got to do with their crimes being added to the list.
I see.
And a lot of states have gone to actually registering before you get out of prison. States like Florida and Texas, and I believe Iowa just passed that this year, that you cannot even be released until you have an approved address that's not near 2,000 miles to a park or whatever, and agree to a lot of strict terms and conditions.
2,000 miles of a park? There's parks everywhere.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
The actual rules range anywhere from about 1,000 feet, and you've got some local municipalities that's pushed that up to 2,500 feet.
Right.
But it might as well be 2,000 miles.
But yeah. Now, most
the
of these
parks
people,
and everything are everywhere.
Now, most of these people that are on this list aren't on because they are child molesters. They're on because they have a variety of sex offenses, and they still
can't
be within a park within X number of feet of a park.
And it really depends on the state in regards to that, but only about a third of these 590,000 people that are on the registry are actually there for an offense against an actual child.
Hmm.
You've got people on there for solicitation online, you've got people for adult-on-adult crimes, you've got people there for, I mean, in your old example of peeing behind a tree, really knocks home the point that not too long ago here in this state, we actually had a couple of state representatives who were doing homosexual acts in a park, and that placed both of those fellows on the registry.
I like how you point out that this is the new scarlet letter of America. You know, the idea, well, you're a sex offender, whatever that means.
They could mean
all kinds of things.
I believe that back in 96, I believe it was, when they started all this, they had really good intentions at heart.
That's how it all starts.
You know, what's metastasized out of this, though, is we've got banishments where offenders are being kicked from entire cities, particularly in Florida, where this is growing to a big problem. I mean, you literally have to live, you know, in a rural area in order to find a place to live if you're on the list.
Because if there's that 1,000-foot requirement, I don't think it was for sex offenders, but it's also, I'm sure you might be aware that drugs aren't allowed near, you know, like you can't sell drugs within 1,000 feet of a school, otherwise the penalty doubles or something like that. So I actually had seen somebody take a map of a city and put sort of little concentric circles around all the parks and all the schools and all the churches. Put little kind of 1,000-foot diameter concentric circles. Or maybe it's radius, but anyway, just to show...
It doesn't leave anything left.
Right, exactly. Just to kind of show the map of the city, to show where the very few areas are that you could technically live that was outside of any of these concentric circles. And you're absolutely right, Rick. You could not literally go to the store without crossing through 2, 3, 4 different areas you weren't supposed to be in.
Well, I think that another thing that really contributes to the whole sex offender issue is you do have people on all these talk shows, you know, Mr. Hannity and O'Reilly come to mind immediately, who every time you hear them bring up the subject of sex offenders, oh, these guys are always going to be raping babies. They've got recidivism rates, you know, that are through the roof. When the reality is, if you look at the statistics provided by the Department of Justice, is that the recidivism rate of your average sex offender is only 6 to 7%, whereas your average drug dealer who's got a conviction, their recidivism rate is 68%. And
well,
these are cold, hard facts.
Now, 6 to 7 sounds low because I looked at these same numbers, and I think it was like 38% was what I was seeing. But what you are saying is true, that a sex offender is less likely to reoffend than, say, a burglar. Those guys cannot stay out of people's houses.
No, they can't. I think if you, the statistic that you're referring to are men who commit crimes against male children actually have the highest recidivism rate of all sex offenders.
You know, actually, since we're talking about sex with children, you mentioned earlier that, Rick, that 30-something percent of the sex offenders were actually crimes involving children. However, I question that statistic even, because what are they defining as children? I would think they're likely defining anyone under the age of 18 as a child. So a lot of these so-called sex offenders... I'm sorry?
Rationale is children under 12 defined as a child.
Is that your definition, or is that the definition of the statistic?
That is an accepted, that's actually used in a statistic, but to me, a child is anyone 12 or under. When you get into 13, you become young adults, and you get into that culpability. We turn around and we charge 15-year-olds as an adult for a crime, but yet if that 15-year-old has sex with a teacher, and even if they initiate it,
right,
that teacher's going away, regardless of the culpability of the child in that case.
And they're going away as a sex offender, so-called.
They are.
I always think it's crazy to charge a child with an adult crime. You know, they say when children commit adult crimes, they should be charged as adults. But it seems crazy to me. What if I, as a 35-year-old guy, decide to spray paint my name on the side of a building? Can I be charged as a child because it's a childish crime?
It's a very big double standard that goes on in the criminal justice system.
It's all messed up,
man.
And for all the good intentions, it's not worth it. It's really not. I mean, do you agree with me, Rick, that parents should just be vigilant, period, about their children? They shouldn't be relying on a silly little database?
Well, absolutely. And that's another problem with everybody screams about what's happening with our youth. The problem that's happening with our youth is that parents stop taking responsibility for their children.
You're absolutely right. And it's because government encourages them to let go of the responsibility. Government says, hey, we'll take care of it for you. You just go to work and pay your taxes. Thanks for the call, Rich. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Woman's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance. performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Live Saturday edition of the show. You can literally bring up whatever you want. To control the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, over 650 unique pages created by you, the listeners. We turned on the wiki and opened it up and said, come on in. You guys created a bunch of accounts, went in there and generated tons of content. In fact, you can go, and if you see something that's wrong, you can change it. If you want to add to it, you can add to it. It's totally listener-editable. Wiki. freetalklive.com, and it's free, of course, wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about a young man who was mistaken for a sex offender, so-called. And as we were just talking with Rick in Indiana, even what they call sex offenders aren't really as bad. It's not as bad of a label as you might think it is. It sounds really bad. You know, oh, these people are sex offenders, and we need to track them. We need to make sure that they report to us wherever they go. Because the rules the rules that these guys have to live by are pretty extreme. When you move from place to place, you have to inform the police department, or whoever it is, your probation officer, about where it is that you're going to. It has to be verified. It has to be checked out. Then they add you to the list. As Rick was pointing out, in some places in America, you can't go within 1,000 feet of a school. You can't go within 1,000 feet of a church.
Certainly not live there.
Some other places where kids parks, where kids are known to be, you can't be in these areas, which means that...
Even if you didn't have a crime against a kid. Now, I'm not saying that I think that sex offenders are a sex offender registry is a terrible thing. I mean, but like Rick said, it's grown into something it was completely not intended for, and that's what happens to government programs.
It happens to every single government program, and it doesn't matter how good the intentions were. I mean, we can say, oh, well, it was originally created to protect the children, and that sounds nice. It's a nice-sounding idea, but when you actually go to implement the program, that's when you start discovering how it can get messed up, and then it gets bigger, and it grows, and it gets more inclusive. As he was pointing out, new so-called sex crimes are added in there. So people that, two adults that might have been caught having homosexual sex, are added into the sex offender registry. And then they're all chalked up as being offenders in regards to kids, even if they're not. Everybody presumes that they are. They presume that, well, because you're a sex offender, it must mean you're more likely to touch a kid. When, in fact, that's not the case at all. It's just that you got caught peeing behind a tree, got thrown in jail for it, and now you've been added to the sex offender registry for the rest of your life.
How come you always hear about the gay guys doing it in the park or doing it at rest stops or, you know, public bathrooms or anything like that.
I'm not sure.
Why is that? Whoa, what are you guys doing? Go get a room.
Yeah, that I don't understand. I mean, does it happen that often with straight people? Do they go in bathrooms and stuff?
I think that there's the drive and the social aspects behind sex for men and sex for women, that it's much more likely. I would say that it's much more likely, or at least there's a portion of the homosexual population that's very promiscuous.
But there's certainly plenty of heterosexuals that are promiscuous as well.
There certainly are, but it's difficult to find the promiscuous women, and you're probably not going to be able to get them to hang out at a park. I mean, it just doesn't make as much sense.
It's certainly a strange situation, though what the problem is with it, I don't know. I mean, if you want to have sex in a bathroom stall, have fun. It doesn't sound really
yucky.
Sanitary or fun at all. Go ahead. I don't want to pay to put those guys in jail.
Well,
what's the effect there anyway?
I don't want to go into a bathroom where two gay guys are humping in a stall either. I mean, that's gross.
Well, you won't have to watch it. You just have to listen.
And, well, if you hear the sneakers screeching against the tile, and then you see like four sets of legs, and you know the one set of shoes is really close to the other set of shoes, and they're both facing the same direction. That's not good. That's bad.
You would be presuming.
I would be making a presumption, but I think
jumping to conclusion.
Pretty safe in that presumption.
All right, so I say get rid of the sex registries. It's not helping anybody, and as Rick pointed out, and I agree, it's just helping parents become more lazy and less responsible for their kids, which is a pattern that has been going for a long time with the government. And it's not just in regards to protecting kids; it's in regards to just taking care of them. Period. Oh, it's all right. Well, you send them. You don't want to have to determine where your kids have to go to school. That would take effort. Just send them to us. Send your kids to our schools, and we'll determine where they go. We'll determine what they learn. You don't even have to think about it.
I'm not sure if I see the correlation of where exactly you're going.
I'm saying that government has been taking away responsibility from parents for a long time now, and it just keeps getting worse. They've taken away the responsibility, the primary responsibility, of determining where and how our children are educated. There are some parents that care enough to send their kids to scrape the money together to send their kids to a private school to get them out of the public schools, because it's just the government schools are just a terrible place for your kids. They're not going to learn much at all there. So, you know, that we've taken away that responsibility, whereas before a parent would have to carefully choose what school their kids go to. Do some research, just like you would do research before, say, having a surgery or something like that, or doing something else important with your money. You know, you'd have to go to the school, talk to some of the teachers, get to know the administration, learn the rules of the school, learn if it's the kind of curriculum you want them to have. And instead, now none of that happens. Now all parents do is they move to a certain area, the school's predetermined, they send their kids off to the school, and they cross their fingers and hope that they learn something and don't get caught up in some sort of gang fight or something like that.
Well,
it's really sad. Parents are getting lazier as a result.
I'm not sure that I think that that's the most motivating reasons why we shouldn't have government schools.
No, that's not the most motivating reason. I'm pointing out that it's one reason why parents are losing responsibility to the government.
Well,
government's taking it from them.
The biggest problem I have with government schools is that it's welfare for middle-class people. You're taking money from everybody in the form of property taxes and putting these schools together. And why? If you've got kids, you should pay to send them to school.
I'm curious as to why you call it welfare for middle class.
Because the majority of people are middle class, and most people, and the majority of people, middle class people, send their kids to public school, as opposed to the upper class, which generally send their kids to some kind of private or parochial school, something like that. And
you're saying it's at the cost of the upper class?
It's
because
the cost
middle
of every,
class is
upper,
paying a lot in property taxes as well.
But that doesn't... I'm middle class.
Right.
I have no children. Do you understand how it's welfare for middle class people? It's what if...
Not
what if
you, though. The
what,
other
if my, what if me and my wife can't have kids? Not that we're not choosing to have kids. What if we couldn't have kids? What kind of slap in the face is it to me that I have to pay to send your brat to school? What if I hate children? I mean, I don't. I think the children are great, and
I don't like kids that much.
Well, that's because you're just a curmudgeon. But I love kids. But what if I do? What if I'm you? I'm middle class, and I don't like children. Why in the world should I be forced? And forced, that's really what it is. Because if you don't pay your property taxes, somebody's going to come and take your house away.
That's right, by force.
And if you don't want to leave your house, if you say, "Well, I got a shotgun in here. You're not kicking me out of this. This is my house. I paid for it."
they're going to shoot you in the head.
How many people, that's force, how many Americans, how many, I mean, we all pay property taxes. Now, people that pay rent don't realize it, they don't think about it, it's not their responsibility to pay the property taxes, but built into their rent, maybe 100 or 200 of their 700, 800, 900 that they're paying per month, a good fraction of it, is going directly to property taxes. How many Americans realize that essentially they're participating in a centralized wealth redistribution program? How many of them realize
communism?
That there's communism right there in your hometown?
And they probably wearing their better red than dead t-shirts, or dead than red t-shirts while they're doing it.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Do you believe it? Is our property taxes communism? You're darn right. It's Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I know I'm going to be sending out an update probably sometime after the show tonight. Going to be putting up a clip from my appearance on Against the Grain earlier this week. I think we also have a brand new Shriner to add to the website. So all that will go out via the updates list first at updates.freetalklive.com.
When you say Shriner, you mean one of the a new entrant in the
Shrine of Female Listeners. That's we'll tell right. you more about that in a little while. All right, so we're talking about property taxes and how it is that it's actually communism in America. It's wealth redistribution. you get taxed, and then they take that money and they put it into a big central pool, and some know-it-all bureaucrats decide where it should go. In some cases, it goes to the fire department, the police department, garbage collection in some areas of the country. And so when we talk about getting rid of property taxes, naturally some of the responses that you might hear would be, what about the fire department?
The fire department is one of my favorites, as you know. I used to be a volunteer firefighter, so I have a little bit of to say on this.
Okay.
The whole idea of a professional fire department to me is just ridiculous. How many fires are there in a given city in a given year?
In a big city, I would think there might be a few.
A few. Like, really, that's the answer. A few. And if a fire department is, in fact, there to fight fires, and it doesn't, then they have to have it to do something else. So it makes these calls on people's houses. It, you know, does ambulance runs and, you know, helps people out that are ill or something like that. But really, that's the, you know, if I have the need of some kind of service, I generally pay for it. But these ambulance rides by the fire department, I'm essentially, it's paying the doctor's visits for people that know how to use the system. Because, you know, there's plenty of people that call an ambulance and just don't feel like going to the hospital, that feel like driving themselves to the hospital.
Don't they charge? Don't some ambulance services charge you, though?
Some do. Some ambulance services are private.
Right.
And those, you know, you have to pay for.
Right.
But not in the case of the fire department.
That's the way it should be.
It's absolutely
the
way it
should be. In fact, if there was more competition, if all ambulances were private, and then there'd be competing ambulances. They'd literally be racing to the scene to see who could get there first, and the prices would drop as a result. We can talk more about wealth redistribution and property taxes in a moment, but you can take control of the airwaves, and ladies come first. So let's talk to Barbara, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling in regards to the sex offender law.
Yeah, I see that you're listening in Florida. What station are you listening on?
No, I'm sorry. That's not correct. I'm calling from Beech Grove, Indiana.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're up there by WXNT range. Okay, so what's on your mind, Barbara?
Excuse me. In regards to the sex offender law, I think that they have a tendency to blanket all sex offenders, and I don't think that they differentiate in accordance to what the offense actually is.
They absolutely do not. You're just listed as a plain old sex offender. Doesn't matter if you touched a three-year-old or if you were just peeing behind a tree somewhere.
Correct. Correct. And I think that people do not realize exactly how stringent the stipulations are when these people come out of incarceration. Excuse me. In Indiana, you cannot live 1,000 feet from a school, a daycare. You are not able to be employed. You have to tell them you're convicted of that crime.
Now, you said they weren't able to be employed. What does that mean?
Without telling them that you're convicted of that crime.
Unless you tell them, okay.
Correct. You can't just say, I'm convicted of a felony.
Right. You have to be specific as to what crime you were convicted.
You have to be absolutely specific and, excuse me.
Then they can only enforce that if you're on probation, though, I would imagine. I mean, if you weren't on probation.
No, it's usually for the rest of your life or another 10 or 20 years.
I said enforcement, though. I didn't say what the rule was. Enforcement means, plenty of people get jobs without saying that they're convicted of anything. And
do you know,
it would only be if people with probation on probation that they can enforce that on.
Is he right about that, Barbara?
All I know is through personal experience and, excuse me, the person that I'm speaking of, he had to register as a sex offender, and he is on parole. I know.
Okay.
But he has to tell anyone that he goes in to try and find employment with that he is convicted of a sex offense.
What was his alleged offense?
He was convicted of sexual misconduct with a minor.
What does that mean?
In this instance, well, when they say sexual misconduct with a minor, it's any child under the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
If the male is an adult.
Right. And how old was this person?
He was 21.
And the girl?
She said she was 17, turning 18. She was 14 years of age.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it happens to people all the time.
What is a guy supposed to do? I mean, honestly, really. Are we supposed to ask for a driver's license and have a little swipe machine and swipe it through the machine so we can verify that the person is actually indeed what they claim to be?
I made the comment to his parole officer that he better ask for a driver's license the next time he even thought about speaking to a female.
Yep.
And the response was, no, he better ask for a birth certificate.
Outrageous. I mean, to suggest that somebody have to jump through those hoops just to engage in some sort of some sexual activity with another person is totally ludicrous. And it's also ludicrous to suggest, I mean, you were 14, 15, 16 at one time, Barbara. Did you know what you were doing sexually at that age? Or were you totally clueless, just bouncing around in the world? You didn't know anything about sex.
I knew exactly what was going on at 14.
That's all I needed to hear. Thank you for the call, Barbara. We really appreciate you listening. You call us again sometime. 800-259-9231. Fact is, these girls know exactly what they're doing. And then they can actually use their age to blackmail guys if they get involved with, oh, you don't want to give me $200 this week? Well, maybe I'll call the authorities on you because I'm really 14. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. In fact, we are doing an auction right now, Mark. We've got the third banner on our website. You win it for an entire month if you're the winner. I think bidding started at 99 cents. And you can place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com. Now, the last one that we sold went for $51. In fact, it's interesting. The top banner went for $51, and the bottom banner went for $51. So who knows what this middle banner will go for.
Previously, they've gone for as high as like $130.
Yeah.
low as 40. It's so weird.
All depends on who's bidding. So auction.freetalklive.com and advertise with us on our site. All right. So we're talking about centralized wealth redistribution in the form of property taxes. And we also talk about sex offenders. You can bring up whatever you want, of course. But that's exactly what it is. You know, they're taking your money and they're spending it how they think it should be spent. What's wrong with you being able to keep all your money and spending it the way you think it should be spent? In fact, you know, I'd like to hear from somebody tonight that thinks that property taxes are just a great idea, that thinks that we couldn't live without property taxes, that thinks that the world will crumble if we don't have property taxes. I mean, there must be someone out there that really likes property taxes, right? I mean, everybody pays them.
County commissioners certainly do.
Well, we know they do, but I don't think they have the courage to call in. 800-259-9231. Also, I'd like to hear from somebody that really thinks a sex registry is a good idea as well. The two calls we've had so far from a male and a female have been against the sex registry. Well, Jacob has emailed in here, and this sort of relates. He says that, let's see, first of all, I wanted to say I've been loving the show. I used to consider myself a Republican, but now I'm not so sure. I started to see that the reason I support Republicans on X position is because I don't want the opposite one forced on me. For example, one of the bigger issues going around these days is homosexual marriage. Personally, I don't agree with that lifestyle, but I really don't care what others do as long as it doesn't affect me. Coming from a religious perspective, I think one of the biggest reasons for the strong opposition is the fear of being forced to accept it. It seems that people are afraid that if they don't get a law passed enforcing their own view, that one enforcing the opposing view will take its place. I think that's why your message makes so much sense. And I think Jacob is absolutely on to something here. That's exactly why government is such a powerful entity in our lives, because it is a tool of violence. It is a tool of violence and institutionalized coercion that is used to force one viewpoint or one idea, one set of ideas on another person. And it absolutely is a tool that's passed back and forth over the years as one group gets in control and they move out, then another group gets in control, they set their rules, they move out, the other group comes back in, sets some more rules and moves out. But nobody ever destroys the rules that were set from the prior administration. So government never gets any smaller. It just keeps getting bigger, the rules keep getting more oppressive, and it keeps enforcing its way, or in the case of the individuals that are controlling it, their way, on us. So absolutely, we're all used to having rules shoved down our throat by people that aren't like us, that people want to tell us how to live our lives. And then, naturally, we want to take the reins. We want to say, oh yeah, you want to shove those rules down our throat? Well, we'll show you! And we want to pass our own rules and shove them back down your throat. And then they get angry, and so they want to try to get back in control. It's just an endless process, a cycle of abuse, of people hurting one another using the government. That's all government does. It just pits interest groups against one another, and it's really sick. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Jacob has some more comments, and yours, Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you